For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With Julius Randle out for the rest of the season, all eyes turn to OG Anunoby and when he can return for the New York Knicks. And according to multiple NBA insiders, the latest injury updates on OG are very positive. He's been cleared for full contact and he started participating in 5-on-5 practice. That means his return to the court is very, very close. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. OG Anunoby has been cleared for contact. However, the New York Knicks are prioritizing his health before the playoffs. With Anunoby, he's missed the last few games due to that elbow inflammation. The inflammation then turned into tendonitis, and then he's been dealing with that for the last few games. He has not returned yet, and with these last few updates, it doesn't look like he's going to return anytime soon. So maybe you're wondering, why did I say that the recent reports were positive? That's because he started participating in full practice, and he started taking contact. And as you already know, once you start taking contact, that's the next step in recovery before you return to the court. So that's very good news for Anunoby and for the Knicks who are hoping to get him back. Let's get down to the recent reports about Anunoby and where he is in recovery at this point in time. According to Ian Begley, Tom Thibodeau says that OG Anunoby has been cleared for contact and that the Knicks are cautiously optimistic about his progress. Begley continues by stating, Thibodeau said that OG Anunoby has been playing 5-on-5 with contact and notes that he's been able to continue conditioning during this rehab period. Chris Haynes with Bleacher Report also reported the following. OG is likely to play in the playoffs. Haynes reports that the Knicks are fine with Anunoby missing the rest of the regular season. According to Haynes, he states on OG Anunoby, the priority for the Knicks is the playoffs. If he's not able to get back for the regular season, they're fine with that. OG, I was told, wants to get a game or two under his belt, but there's a chance that won't happen. And then we see this latest update. According to SNY, after missing 27 games of the New York Knicks' last 30 games, OG Anunoby is questionable to return tonight against the Bulls. Questionable does not mean he's going to return. It is likely he could still be remaining out for the New York Knicks and could return in the next few games. But either way, him holding a questionable tag is a major step in the recovery process for OG. Great news for the New York Knicks. This is a major update on OG Anunoby, and it's a great one for New York Knicks fans. Not only has he been cleared for full contact, but he's also been participating in 5-on-5 practice. As I stated before, that's what you need to do before getting cleared to return to the court. So he's clearly doing everything possible while rehabbing that elbow to make sure he comes back with no lingering issues. And honestly, that's all you can really ask for. OG's doing everything he can to return to the court. Right now, the priority for the New York Knicks is getting him 100% healthy for the playoffs. I don't blame them for that. The playoffs are where the games matter the most. However, I also see where OG Anunoby's coming from. As it was just noted by Chris Haynes, OG wants to return with at least one or two games available left so that way he can gain that chemistry and get that experience underneath his belt. I can definitely understand where he's coming from. You don't want to try to figure those things out come the postseason because if you're doing it during those games, you could hurt the Knicks and hurt their chances of going further in the playoffs. You don't want to have a chance to do that. So I agree with OG Anunoby. I hope he can return for the New York Knicks with a few regular season games remaining so he can get that experience underneath his belt and that way come into the playoffs fully locked in, fully focused, and of course, hopefully, fully healthy. So that way the Knicks have the best chance possible to go as far as they can go with the current roster that they have. Julius Randle not being available is a huge blow for this Knicks team, even if he was at 90%. 90% of Julius Randle in the paint, drawing two or three defenders, means that your wing positions, your perimeter positions, they're all open. Your shooters are open. That's what Julius Randle gives you. Without that, other players are going to have to create their own shot and also going to have to create opportunity. OG is going to also have to create his own opportunity. OG is great with that corner three shot. I love that. But he's also going to have to be good with other things as well, given the fact that we don't have Julius Randle anymore. I need him to be more of a post presence down low since Randle's not going to be there. He needs to be able to take.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Contact, finish, or take contact and at least get to the line. We need more free throws, and we need other teams to lock in on other players other than Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson right now is playing phenomenal, but come the playoffs, they're going to focus in on him, lock him down, and make sure he can't do anything. We're going to need other players to step up. OG Anunoby is one of those players I'm looking at to step up and have a major impact. And I'm not only talking about defensively. We're going to need him offensively as well, too. We're talking about the best time right now for OG Anunoby to get that bag, to get that contract. Isn't that time right now? With no Randle, Jalen Brunson, your only all-star, we're looking at OG Anunoby, when he can return, and when he returns, what he can do for this Knicks team. Let's say this Knicks squad, with just Jalen Brunson, OG Anunoby, and the current roster we have available, go all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. You don't think that's going to go a long way with OG and the payday he's going to receive? Maybe right now that payday is $25 to $30 million. If the Knicks go to the Eastern Conference Finals and he's a major factor of that, that contract might be $40 million. He might be playing for that contract as we speak right now. Honestly speaking, that is very good news for the New York Knicks, because any player playing for a contract and wants to get paid a very good payday, they're going to do everything in their power to show up and play to their best abilities. And that's likely the OG Anunoby we're going to get back once he returns. And as Chris Haynes mentioned, the New York Knicks are likely to bring OG Anunoby back come the playoffs. And I absolutely love that idea, and I can understand why. OG is one of your key players. You're not going to rush him back. You're going to make sure he's 100% fully healthy before he steps foot on that court. If that happens to be the regular season, great, so be it. That works out for the Knicks and OG Anunoby. But if it doesn't and it comes down to the postseason, we're all good with that as well too. And Adrian Wojnarowski actually addressed this on his show recently, and he stated the following about OG Anunoby and when the New York Knicks are likely going to bring him back and why they're doing this. Shout out to the account New York Basketball on the app X for helping to report the following from Woj. According to Woj, he stated the following about the Knicks' plan for OG Anunoby. I think bringing him back the first time and then seeing him go out, it gives them a sense of how this injury was healing and how they would have to move forward with it. I think they learned something from that. Woj is basically stating that the New York Knicks, when they initially brought back OG Anunoby, they noticed after a few games, not only was he dealing with that elbow inflammation, he was also having issues with his shooting motion and shooting range. He just did not look like the same player offensively. Now, defensively, he did look like the same old OG Anunoby, doing the same things we expected. But offensively, as I mentioned, he left a lot to be desired. That's not his fault, obviously, because when you're dealing with that type of surgery, when you come back, it's going to take a few games before you look like yourself. And if you're dealing with inflammation and pain and irritation, it's obviously going to affect your shot and your game. So I don't blame the New York Knicks going this route and making sure OG Anunoby's 100% fully healthy before he returns to the court. He is a key player for them. If he comes back 90% or 85%, he could re-injure that elbow, hurt himself even further, and then if that happens and the New York Knicks lose him for an extended period of time, nobody on the roster can replace OG Anunoby, his impact, and what he means for this Knicks team. A lot of people are going to have to step up, just like they're doing right now in Julius Randle's absence. But either way, trying to make up for two players that are key players on your roster in OG Anunoby and Julius Randle is a tough task for any roster, not just the Knicks, but for any team. Think about any team in the NBA missing two of their key players. How are they going to function? How are they going to look? How are they going to operate? That's what the New York Knicks are dealing with right now. And in my opinion, they're doing a great job at it. Jalen Brunson is emerging as a superstar before our eyes. Each and every game, he's helping this Knicks team win games, put this team on his back, and make sure if he doesn't get it done, that other players on the team are getting it done. The Josh Harts of the world, the Dante DiVincenzos of the world, the Miles McBrides of the world, the Isaiah Hartensteins of the world. He is helping facilitate at a level we have never seen before. His playmaking, his bounce passing, my goodness. It has been a sight to see for Jalen Brunson. I am so happy he's the New York Knicks point guard. I wish he had more help, but for right now, the only help that's waiting, or at least that's coming for him, is OG Anunoby. They need to do it for Julius. If they keep that mindset in mind, they lock into that, they stay focused, and they ensure that they keep playing and they keep winning games, not only for themselves, but for Julius Randle, who can't be out there to impact the game and help us win games. I think that can motivate this team to do things nobody expects them to do. Do not give up. Do not lose faith. We did lose Julius Randle, all-star. He is a key player for this team. I don't take that away from anything, but we're still going to get back OG Anunoby. We still have players on this roster who are hungry, who are ready, who are locked in and focused and ready to make a difference, ready to make an impact for this team. We have to put our faith in this roster, who we have available, and everything we've seen them do in OG Anunoby and Julius Randle's absence. The best news to take away from all of this is that we're likely going to get OG Anunoby back, and that means good things for this Knicks team and very bad things for other teams around the league. Because let's not forget, OG Anunoby on this roster is still a game changer, and we all remember that. And other NBA teams, they remember it too. I can't wait for him to return. This is a very positive update coming out from the New York Knicks. And finally, we're getting some positivity after all of this negativity surrounding the Knicks and Julius Randle. But what about you guys? What do you think about OG Anunoby finally being cleared for contact and participating in 5-on-5 practice? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.